Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of Gala Precision Engineering Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Baranwal from Arihant Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello and good afternoon to everyone. On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets Limited, I thank you all for joining the call, for joining into the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of Gala Precision Engineering Limited. Today, from the management, we have Mr. Balkishan Jalan, the Whole-time Director of the company, Mr. Satish Kothari, the Whole-time Director of the company, Mr. Srinivasan Giridhar, the CFO of the company. So without any further delay, I'll hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Rohan. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our earnings call to discuss the performance of the first quarter of financial year 2027. In the interest of some of the people who are new to the company, let me give a brief overview of the company. Gala Precision is a preferred manufacturer of the high-quality precision components. We serve various sectors like renewable energy, industrial, and mobility. Geographically, we are diversified across sales in India, Europe, and U.S. markets. We supply to Tier 1 OEM and channel partners. We manufacture customized products of over 800 SKUs to serve almost 175 active global customers across 25 countries. Our facilities are fully equipped with the advanced technologies and integrated capabilities for designing, developing, and manufacturing a diverse portfolio to further strengthen our manufacturing footprint and expand our product offering. We established a new fastener manufacturing facility in Chennai with an installed capacity of 4,600 metric tons. The plant is focused on manufacturing high-tensile fasteners, including bolts, complementing our existing product portfolio and enhancing our ability to cater to the growing customer requirements. The quarter marked a strong start for the financial year, with healthy progress across our business, manufacturing capabilities, and strategic initiatives. We delivered robust order booking growth of approximately 40% year-on-year, providing greater visibility for the quarters ahead. We also secured our first bulk commercial order from one of India's leading electrolyzer manufacturers, representing an important milestone in our clean energy journey and validating our effort to diversify into high-growth emerging sectors. Coming to our segmental performance, our disciplined DSS business continued to perform well, with sales growing 31% year-on-year, with the 54% contribution in Q1 FY27. DSS continued to be our largest segment. SFS contributed 29% of our revenue, amounting to $22.3 million, continuing to be the benefit for increasing the customer adoption and new businesses wins. CSS accounts for remaining 17%, with a revenue of $125 million, reflecting steady demand across industrial and mobility applications. Our diversified portfolio continued to provide resilience while positioning us to capture growth opportunities across multiple end-user segments. We successfully commissioned and productionized our new hot-dip galvanized plant at our Chennai facility. We will strengthen our manufacturing capabilities and enhance our ability to serve the customer more efficiently. We also successfully completed the development of the bolt for the industrial construction equipment applications, further expanding our product portfolio and opening up new business opportunities. From the strategic perspective, we appointed KPMG to undertake a comprehensive working capital optimization study, reflecting our continued focus on improving operational efficiency and capital productivity. Additionally, we signed an MOU for the acquisition of 10.15 acres of land at Vara, adjacent to our existing facility, which will support our long-term capacity expansion and future growth plans. Overall, we remain focused on executing our growth strategy, strengthening our operational excellence, and creating sustainable long-term value for all our stakeholders. With all, I will now hand over to our CFO, Mr. S. Giridhar, who will take through the financial highlights of the quarter under review. Yeah, Mr. Giridhar.
Thank you, Mr. Jain. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the earnings call today. Let me provide a brief overview of the financial performance for the quarter of financial year 2027. For the quarter under review, consolidated revenue from operations stood at around 75 crores, reflecting a growth of 20% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at around 12 crores, up to 28% year-on-year, with EBITDA margins at 16.1%. Net profit stood at around INR 8 crores, representing a growth of 29% year-on-year, with PAT margins at 11.44%. With this, we can open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Juhi Manwani, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hello. am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, Juhi.
Yeah. So my question is, what is the FY27 margin bridge from 16.51% to your 17-19% guide? And split across forex normalization, Chennai leverage, and mix.
Yeah, the FY27 margins would likely be in the range of 17-19% only. And I don't think there should be any impact because of foreign exchange in this, as we are already covering through hedges. So,
really between 17 and 19%. Yeah. So, G, I will just add 2 points. 1 point is about the Chennai facility, where still we are not optimum utilizing that facility. And that will be, we are seeing quarter on quarter, third quarter and fourth quarter, we will be seeing the optimum utilization of Chennai facility, which will again. And second, more important is quarter one revenue is approximately 20-22% of the overall year revenue. So quarter on quarter, we will see the revenue growth, which again will help us in better utilization of the fixed overhead and improving the margin. So as of now, we are quite reasonably confident that we'll be achieving 17-19%.
Okay. sir, I had another question, which was regarding the forex, that what rupee view drove the cut in forward cover from 70% to 40%? And at what INR EUR or INR USD level does the lighter cover start hurting?
Yeah. See, the forward covers, normally we take forward covers on a euro as well as USD. This project exporting on euro. Earlier we used to cover about 70% of the estimated total export collection. Now we are reduced to 40% of the total collection, primarily because of the huge volatility in the foreign currency, especially as the euro is concerned. These spot markets normally will differ, but the I think we covered time for 104 cover covering 12 months period, and we believe that the difference is around 4% of that.
I will just add, basically we appointed one consultant who associates with the good companies, and we discuss with the other companies to whom we know they have good export. So what we see, because of the war situation, there is a quite high volatility. And considering that, prediction is slightly on the side that there will be rupee will be weakening. Then with all this input from the companies, consultant and our study, we thought as of now we can reduce from 70-40%. And as of now we see that whatever strategy we adopt, that is working well.
Okay. Hello. Okay, sir. That's all from my end. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. I repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Mithun Soni from G's Holding. Please proceed.
Yeah, hello sir. So just wanted to understand the growth.
Mr. Soni, can you please be a little louder? We can't hear you.
Hello. Yeah.
So yeah, much better.
If you look at the growth rate, what we have been doing in the last 3-4 quarters and compared to what we have done this year, sorry, I joined a little late. So if I missed some commentary, but how should we look at the growth rate year over year for us? And as you said, well, the first quarter is normally 20%, 20-22%, but for the full year, even as the Chennai facility ramps up, how will the growth rate of the revenue stack up for the full year?
Okay, I'm Jalan. I will reply this. So basically, the order booking for, as I mentioned in the opening talk, order booking is 40% higher as compared to last quarter year on year. Second input, we are continuously developing the new market, new customer and new product. That also is going to bring the new additional order. Third important thing is, in this quarter, we specifically hold the one dispatch of almost 3 crore plus to one specific customer because there was a delay in releasing the payment. Otherwise, my growth rate would have been a 25%. And fourth, we are very much pretty sure as of now that whatever guidance we've given for 20 to 25% growth rate, we are on that.
Sorry, 30 to 35%.
20 to 25% guidance we always maintain and we try to we achieve that. So we are as of now quite sure we'll be achieving or crossing that.
None of this growth will be now driven from the Chennai facility or from the existing Vada facility?
From Chennai and Vada, from both the facilities. So Chennai also ramping up as per our plan. Traditional deliveries are taking place from that. Vada, where we predominantly do the disc spring and coil spring, there also we've seen the growth. So in my opening speech again, I mentioned the disc spring grown by 30%, which primarily coming from Vada plants. And fastener divisions growth is coming from Chennai plant.
Okay. So my second question is on the working capital. How we should, like it's about, in FY26 it was about 180 days all put together. How we should, what is, where do we target to take it over the next 2 years?
Yeah, again, Mr. Soni, in my opening meeting remark I mentioned, so as of now we are advising that we will be seeing similar level in going forward, but at the same time, we are very much on it to improve this. And for the same, we appointed KPMG to do a detailed study. They started this study in July and we are expecting the report by August and or this quarter. And based on that report, we will be planning the actions and targets in quarter three. So after that only, I will be able to give you more and better guidance. But as of now, safely you can assume it will be similar level.
Fair, sir. Thanks.
Thanks, Sonji.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Divyansh Gupta from Latent PMS. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Couple of questions. So, I'm very new to the company, so it might be basic also. You mentioned that we have a 15 to 18% cost advantage in the products that we manufacture against the Europeans and we don't compete with the Chinese, right? So even though we have such a big cost advantage, why are, and you mentioned that it is difficult to replace existing vendors. So even if with the, at the customer end, so even with such a big cost advantage, why is it that the let's say cost arbitrage is not done by the customer and giving orders to you, given that quality I'm assuming that we match that quality.
Yeah, so I will answer this question. Basically, I think as you see, we have grown more than 30% last year. And this growth is driven by two factors. One, of course, getting the additional wallet share from the existing customer and adding new customers. Since you are new to the company, I would like to highlight that, as you rightly mentioned, we are competing with European producers, and which has very long legacy. And every new customer, the entry time and getting to a certain level of share of business takes between 12 to 24 months. And that is the reason it takes very long time to get approval, because this starts with approving the plant, doing the audit, sample approval, followed by some share of business, and then slowly increasing the share of business. So there have been multiple customers where we started business with 5%, 10% share of business, and we are today between 50 to 75% share of business. So I think we are at the growth journey stage. But still, even some customers where they even have a cost advantage, they don't want to shift immediately because of certain reasons in their organization, and that is not the priority for them. In general, I can say that good part is that whenever we are entering the customer, we are able to grow the share of business with these customers. And in last 25 years, we never lost a customer also because of either quality or delivery reasons. So business is consistently growing once we enter to the customer. But of course, there's lots of entry barriers to get into the business. And once you get into, then growth is really happening very well.
Got it. And the next question is that, OEM approves our product. But who do we bill to? Do we bill to the OEM directly, or we bill to some EPC player who is using our product?
No. In most of the cases, we are directly billing to the OEM. So customers which are in our presentation, like Vestas, ABB, Siemens, Schaeffler, John Deere, all these customers we are billing directly, and products are directly delivered to their factories or warehouses of these customers.
Understood. The third question was that in the initial transcripts, we had mentioned that there is some seatbelt retractor spring that we are working on. We had given for testing and everything. Any update on this?
So basically, we have submitted the samples to customer, and they completed all the testing initially in India. And subsequently, they completed the product testing in their European facility as well. And we were waiting for their visit, because after approval, they released the pilot order of about 1,000 springs. And we were waiting for their visit. This visit happened in July, and they approved Gala as the source for this spring, because they completed all the formal process, audit, sample approval. And now we will start with small batches of supplying to them, which they will get the approval through the OEM. And slowly this business will ramp up. The ramp-up will be very slow in this case, because this is a safety-critical item. And first time they are moving away slowly from a German producer to an Indian manufacturer. But after the audit and visit, they are very positive to increase the share of business with Gala in mid to long term.
Understood.
And positive is, like this customer, we already started now approaching other customers as well who are using this retractor spring and buying from the same German competitor.
Got it. Understood. The next question is that if you can share some views on the land that we have acquired, because the existing capacity is already, my understanding is already running at as optimum utilization, right? So how should we think about the CapEx there, timelines, which products?
Yeah. So basically, as of now, we signed the MOU for this 10-acre land in Vada, adjoining to the current Vada facility. As of now, this is under the due diligence. Legal due diligence is going on. And very soon, we will release the press release for as a notice. And then subsequently, then there will be a final agreement and all, which will again take 2-3 months overall time to sort out all this procedure part. Parallelly, we started working on about the broadly the design and all. As of now, we plan to have approximately 50,000 square foot of building there, factory shed, for mainly for fastener and partly for this spring. CapEx plan, as of now, the broadly what we again prepare, which need to fine tune, which will come into next year, broadly 40 crore something, 40 to 45 crore something will be there as a CapEx plan, which we will plan in the next year once we have a complete a hold or ownership of this particular land parcel.
So basically next financial year is when the CapEx will happen. And then
majority part of that, because in case, suppose in next 2 months, 3 months, we get the land, then initially a lot of work will be there towards the land leveling, different design approval, government approval. So earlier we may start in the last quarter or the next year. So that's why we are seeing the major CapEx will happen in next year.
Got it. And the last question was, we mentioned that our effective tax rate guidance is around 22.5%, right? So why is it not 25 as what the government requires, or is it sustainable, and what's driving this lower rate?
Yeah, Giri.
Giri?
Hello, can you repeat the question?
So my question is that in one of the con calls we had mentioned that the effective tax rate is going to be 22.5. So the question is why not 25 that, let's say, generally exists, so is, and how sustainable is this?
No, because we have, we are able to take advantage of certain deductions eligible under the income tax side, like, you know, new product development expenditure, which we get 100% deduction under section 3511. And also we are able to take advantage of the purchases value of ESOP, which is allotted to the employees, and that you get 100% deduction under the income tax act. Apart from the higher deposition under the income tax act, it's also we get an advantage in that, and because of that the tax rate generally comes at a lower rate.
So Sony ji, for last year the effective tax rate was almost 18.5 or 19%, less than 20 in fact. And current year also we are seeing it can be around 20 or less than 20, mainly because we have initiated these solar project under the CapEx open access project, which should get commissioned in the quarter 3. So that happens, so we will be getting the tax benefit of that solar project apart from the cost benefit in power saving.
Understood. I'll join back the queue for subsequent questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Gupta.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Omkar Kadam, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. So my first question is regarding the kitting. Has that been incorporated in the guidance that you have provided, or will that start contributing for, sometime later? Hello?
Sorry, I was not clear about the question.
Okay, so regarding the kitting.
Kitting?
Regarding the kitting. Kitting of the all the components together.
So I think we are already doing kitting depending on the customer requirement, particularly in fasteners. So basically some of the parts which are very critical, like studs, bolts, we are manufacturing in-house, and nuts and washers, which are to be supplied as a kit to this customer and assembled on this fasteners, we are outsourcing. And depending on the customer requirement, we assemble these kits and supply to them. And in some cases, we just bundle these multiple items and supply them in a package to them. So kitting is an integral part of our fastener business and contributing about 15-17% of our sales as a kitting solution to this customer.
So will your guidance increase due to kitting?
I think it depends on the customer demand for the particular models where they need kitting. But in general, we are seeing, depending on the requirement, this can be 15 to 20% of our total sales.
Okay.
Including our parts manufactured in that also.
Okay. And my second question is regarding the venture into aerospace defense with tier ones. Have we not considered that to reduce the...
You're not able to hear well.
Okay. Am I audible?
Yeah, now better.
Okay. So my second question is regarding the... Has Gala has any plans to venture into aerospace defense segments with tier ones to reduce the long gestation period?
So basically, we are still studying this segment and our mid to long-term plan is definitely to enter the market. Maybe in future, once we have some clarity how to enter and which product we need to work on this product and segment, then we will come up with the plan. So short term, we don't see any impact of these segments in our sales. To long term, it is in our radar to enter these markets going forward.
Okay. And my third question is regarding the Palghar capacity. Will that be, will the transition be very smooth after the Chennai capacity maxes out, or will there be a little lag between?
Okay, so Palghar or Chennai, the Vada or Chennai facility, they are quite independent. And Chennai facility phase 2 we already started. The imagine the floor almost 10,000 construction will get complete in quarter 2, and by quarter 3 we will have a more space and more machine for phase 2 capacity, which will require in quarter 4. Vada, we have whatever facility or capacity we have, we keep on adding the bottleneck machine to debottle and increase the production, and that is going on, and we don't see any challenges in achieving the current year's top number.
No, I'm talking about the Palghar, the new capacity.
Palghar is actually basically Palghar is Jila, but Vada is the Taluka. So that we can, yeah, Palghar, the Vada comes into Palghar only.
So it's a brownfield capacity.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that, so that again, will, that will
utilize Palghar.
So, yeah, yeah. So currently, where factories are in Vada, which is in the within the Palghar Jila, and there the incremental capex we are incurring for to achieve the current year number. For new land, as I mentioned in my earlier question, that will plan will start in quarter 4, and maybe major capex will happen in quarter next year, and we don't see any major issue or challenges in setting up that plant.
Okay, thank you, that's all. Thank you for the answer.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yashvi, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hi. So I would like to ask, have you gained market share from global competitors during the quarter?
Yeah, actually, we could gain some good market share for Europe region, and this was supplied by European manufacturer. And the order booking, which reflects 40% growth in quarter one for all our products, I think we could acquire good share of business from the European competitors, and we have a strong pipeline to get more share of business from the European competitor in next coming months as well.
Okay. So next question is, how is the pricing behavior evolving across your key product categories?
I think pricing are stable, and we are still able to offer between 10 to 20% saving to our customers, maintaining our margin. And for the price increases which are happening on account of raw material particularly and some other heads, we are also getting the pass-through with some lag effect from the customer.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see the biggest opportunity to increase wallet share with existing customers?
I think particularly as we discussed in the past, this spring is very niche category product where each customer buying is between 5 crores to 10 crores. But in fasteners, I think each customer buying is between 50 crores to 500 crores, the segment what we are targeting. So I think in terms of growth, we are seeing partners will definitely contribute to the higher growth. But in Dispring and in Galoc Wage Lock Washer also, we are aggressively targeting global OEMs as our customer. And of course, it takes time to enter these customers, but we are, once we are entering, we are also seeing growth coming from this segment as well.
Okay. When should benefits from the KPMG working capital study start reflecting in cash flow?
As I mentioned, we just initiated the study and we are expecting the report, that study report, in quarter two. And based on that, we internally will form a team, go through the whole study and plan, decide the action plan and target. So I will give a more clarity in quarter two and or quarter in quarter three.
Okay. How much of recent order inflow is from newly launched products versus legacy products?
Sorry, come again. Can you repeat? How much is?
How much of recent order inflow is from newly launched products versus legacy products?
I think it is combination of both. So I think totally newly launched products contribute about 30 to 35% of the order book, which includes Bolt, which we have started manufacturing in Chennai. This also includes smart fasteners, again, which we entered into the global market in offshore wind sector. And product like lock washers into the growth. So these are all new. But parallelly also, we see good growth in the regular studs business of fasteners, which we have been doing for last 10 years, and also in legacy business of Dispring, where we are focusing on the existing customer as well as new customer. So I think totally new product will be about 50% within this family of the product, and 70% will be from the legacy product, including studs in fasteners.
Okay. And are you also seeing cross-selling opportunities across bolts, studs and springs?
Yes, ma'am. This is really helping us. So, particularly we have very wide base of customer for this spring, which goes mainly in industrial, renewable and mobility. So, we see a lot of cross-selling opportunity of our fasteners and Galoc wage lock washers in industrial and renewable sector. So, because Gala has already registered with them as a vendor and very good track record, this is helping us to enter and grow the fastener business with these customers at global level.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divyansh Gupta from Latent Advisors. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. In one of the con calls, we had mentioned that let's say for the fasteners, we have a 15 to 18% margin edge. But for SFS, let's say the cost spread is only 3 to 4%, right? So my question, two-part question, is SFS a more commodity product or it's more specialized product? Because if there is a design, and then given that we are based out of India, we still only have 3 to 4% cost spread. So what is the driver for, why is it so less?
Can you repeat in between what you said? 3 to 4% what?
We mentioned that there is a cost spread of only 3 to 4% in SFS products.
Actually, I don't recall mentioning this, but just to answer your question, definitely we are not in commodity even for fastener business. So Gala, whatever fasteners we are producing all these fasteners are customized and with special requirements.
So let me rephrase. So like in fasteners, we have a 15 to 18% cost advantage. What will be the cost advantage in the SFS category?
Depending on the segment and market where we are focusing. So, for example, if we are exporting to Europe, we are able to offer between 10 to 15% or 18% cost saving compared to the European competition. If we are competing with Indian producers in, for example, India market, then definitely for entry, we may reduce the price by a couple of percentage, maybe 2, 3%. But over a period, we come to the normal market price because that is prevailing in the market. So this depends on the market and competition, what we are focusing and working in the customer place.
Understood. Understood. And maybe because SFS is a still a relatively new category, you mentioned that most of the products we launch in India and then we take it outside. So then is there a scope of margin expansion as this product becomes more international driven or exports driven?
Yeah, so I think in general, of course, in India also we have customers who offer a good margin, but some customers in export offer better margin. For example, in a special category where we supply in offshore wind, or now we are entering into industrial marketing of SFS, which we already started in India and now taking it to the global level. This will help us in overall expansion of the market.
Understood. Understood. The second question was that the products that we manufacture, right, are they all branded as Gala products, or is there an element of white labeling and manufacturing it for someone else?
No.
Let's say, no, everything is...
100% is manufactured and sold as a Gala brand or whatever, Gala in case of Wage-Lock watches, but we are not doing any contract manufacturing or white labeling.
Understood. And then what would be our overall sales mix? Like initially I asked, right, when we manufacture these fasteners, it gets billed to the OEM directly. So then is there a wholesale distributor and auto ancillary OEM? Is there a broad mix that you can tell?
So at very broad level, if you see company level, we do almost 85% product customized as per the customer drawing or as per the customer specific requirement. And about 15% of the products we sell to fastener distributors who buy standard disc springs, which we make as per DIN 2093 or Wage-Lock washer or even some fastener. If you come specific to product category, so coil springs we 100% supply to either OEMs or tier 1 companies who are directly the users. In disc spring and Gala category, we have about 75-80% sold to OEMs and 20-25% sold to fastener distributors. And as far as the SFS is concerned, more than 95% is sold directly to OEMs or actual users, and less than 5% goes to this fastener distributor. So company level, it is about 10-15%, but product-wise, as I mentioned, it depends on the sector.
Got it. And two more questions, sir. So when, like, in our transcripts, we say that whenever we launch a new product, typically, let's say, the TAM is $1 billion, right? But given that we are doing a specific or a niche product, right, within the whole bigger category of that product,
sure.
So is that $1 billion actually the demand for the product that we have launched, or is just the category? And then if it is for the category, what is the market for the product that we have launched? Because that only is effectively our revenue pool.
So basically, just to give you a broader perspective, for example, when we say fastener market, it is approximately $100 billion at the global level, $100 billion, which includes all commodity, metal, non-metal, plastic, all type of fasteners and all segments like automotive, renewable, industrial, all. Gala initially started with manufacturing shirts mainly used in wind industry and hydro turbines and very little in industrial. So addressable market was $1 billion. So we could service $1 billion market. And with the new product, which is bolts and nuts, which we have started manufacturing in Chennai, so we are able to address additional 1 to 1.5 billion of the market. So today, if you see overall fastener market is $100 billion, Gala is able to address 2.5 billion of the total market. So there are customers who buy this 2.5 billion product, which is offered by Gala at the global level.
Understood. Understood. And the last question is, sir, let's say I'm setting up a wind mill or a wind turbine, right? The cost of the fasteners or the products that we provide, both, let's say we are also providing that fasteners of the blades and for the products that we provide to a customer for them while they are setting up their whole infrastructure for the windmill, what would be the cost of our product? And the second associated question is that if let's say it is, my understanding is it's less than, it's about 1 or 2%. Then on that 1 or 2%, 15 to 18% cost advantage is about 0.3%. So does it actually become a very big differentiator to say that shift to India for an OEM?
Yeah. So I'll answer both the questions. So cost of fasteners in wind turbine depends on the wind turbine and technology and the companies what they are offering. It is between 3 to 4%. And secondly, to answer your question, as a wind turbine, definitely the 18% saving on 3-4% will be, say, less than 1%, as you rightly mentioned. But each wind turbine company has commodity-wise purchasing. Like, there are companies, there are people or commodities of buying fasteners, and there are commodities who are buying bearings, commodities who are buying plastic bearings, blades. So each commodity has a target to reduce the cost between 5 to 10% or 20%. So if you see that commodity level, then fasteners become very critical for the fastener commodity manager to reduce the cost, because at the end of the day, everywhere they have to reduce the cost by 3, 4, 5% to sustain in the marketplace. So I think this still become very, very important for them. Of course, fasteners come into very critical category. So this has to go through a lot of testing audits at the customer end, vendor end, like Gala, before taking the decision. So commercially it is attractive, but technically and system point of view, it takes time to enter the OEM, what we are discussing.
Got it. Understood. And so what would be the order book absolute number? You had mentioned 40% increase. But if we can just...
Currently, so as we discussed in the last time, we have multiple type of orders. There are some fixed orders which come from the customer we need to deliver in 2-3 months. And then we have schedules from the customers which come in every month, and next 2-3 months we have the tentative schedule. But as of now, on the 1st July, we had an order book of approximately 110 crores. Which used to be 80, 85 crores if you see the last year transcript. So I think firm order book is 110 plus additional schedule which we get every month for dispatch to these customers.
Got it. And what would be the wind turbine fastener products revenue contribution in this quarter, or how should we think about the ramp up of this product?
I think in totality, wind turbine fastener contribution in total sales of quarter one will be approximately 25-26%. Approximately.
So I was saying wind turbine fastener product that we launched, right? Where we said that will become 10% of our fastener sales. So that specific product that we had launched.
You're talking about offshore wind, or you're talking in general overall fastener?
Offshore with European OEM that we had
started. Okay. Yeah. So in quarter one, that sales has just, so it's in quarter four last year and it is ramping up. Currently it will be very less, but I think by end of this year we should reach the 10% for total fastener sale we do in FY27. So we still maintain the same guidance of 10% for this year.
So that goodness is yet to reflect in our numbers. There's nothing big base effect of that product.
Yeah.
Understood. That's it from my side, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Singhal, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
First of all, congratulations for good set of number YOY. Sir, I am a new investor in your company, and can you give me two guidance? First is, what will be our EBITDA margin for FY26-27 and
27-28? Giridhar?
Hello? Yeah, I will reply this. So we have given the guidance of EBITDA margin of 17-19% year on year, and which we maintaining for current year and for even for the next year. Thank you, sir. And second, can we expect 3-digit revenue for this next quarter onwards? I don't want to comment. I cannot give for that type of forecast. But again, year on year, we maintain the growth of 20-25%, and we are very much on that. And I cannot give you the exact number, but you can apply this year on year growth on quarter on quarter.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Banerjee, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question to you, sir, is that the Chennai utilization was guided to reach around 70% in FY27. Where do you stand after Q1?
Yeah, Q1, phase 1 capacity utilization is almost 70-80%, and we are seeing in Q2 we should be touching 80-90% of phase 1. By the time we are on working on the phase 2 capacity, we should be there partly in Q3 and Q4. So by year end, we are seeing we should be able to utilize the capacity phase 1 to 70% in Q4.
Okay, understood. Great. So my second question is that has the HDG plant commissioning reduced outsourcing costs for improved margins?
Yes. So there are 2 points. One, basically improve margin, but second was even to improve the delivery. And most important, there were few customers who were expecting or not expecting, they were insisting if we have the HDG facility in-house, then only they will start the business. So that was one of the important driver, and we decided to put this plant in-house. And due to this, now we are thinking we will be seeing some additional order flow from that new particular customer.
Okay. So my third question is that what is the current monthly revenue run rate from the Chennai facility?
Approximately 4 crore plus minus, depend upon the clearance what we get from the customer. So manufacturing is 4 to 5 crore, dispatches plus minus in that range. So for example, in June month, we produced more than 4 crore, approximately 4.5 crore. So the dispatch was less because we kept one item on hold. So there can be some time lag in dispatches. But manufacturing is happening approximately 4 to 5 crore.
Okay. And I have two questions. So one is, has Bolt production ramped up in line with your expectations?
Yes, we are getting very good response, and in last month only one customer gave the go ahead, and we are seeing a regular order flow from that customer apart from other 3-4 customers. And as I mentioned, Bolt is one product where one customer was expecting in-house HDG. That order also we are expecting then in quarter 3 or quarter 4. So we are seeing the Bolt project product ramp up is happening as per our plan.
Okay. And I have this last question. Like, when do you expect Chennai to reach EBITDA comparable with the next piece?
Once we complete the phase 2 and start utilizing approximately 70-80%, which should happen in Q4, so maybe in Q4 or next year Q1.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you for all the participating in this earning call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorem Advisors. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you. On behalf of Arihant Capital, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.